Welcome to the mindfulness of breath and body practice. Just starting by inviting your body into a posture that's going to support you doing the short practice. So that tends to mean having a relatively upright back, if that's possible for you, sense of your spine lifting up, the head slightly tucked in and either closing your eyes or just having your eyes half closed and gazing downwards. So that all helps with a sense of being awake and open and relatively undistracted. And then just having a sense of groundedness, feeling into the chair or the stool or cushion that you're sitting on, feeling your feet on the ground, having a sense of the earth beneath you. And then just reminding yourself that this practice is not about achieving any particular state or getting anywhere other than exactly where you are already. We're not trying to get rid of thoughts, we're not trying to become super relaxed. Just reminding ourselves of our intention to be present with our experience just as it is. Inviting qualities such as curiosity and interest, kindness, and openness. And then inviting your attention to your abdomen, and just noticing the gentle movements of your abdomen as you breathe naturally. Slight contraction and expansion as you breathe. And if this is a comfortable place for you to rest your attention, and just continuing to return your attention here when your mind wanders. If this is not feeling like a helpful place to settle your attention, then just choosing somewhere else now, choosing another anchor point. Could be another place to track your breath, such as your nostrils or your chest or your spine even. Or it could be another place entirely, such as the soles of your feet. Or sound could be another one. So I will be guiding as if you're bringing your attention to your breath in your abdomen, but if that's not the place you're focusing, that's fine. The most important thing is that you have an anchor point that you can bring your attention back to when your mind wanders. And if that's not your abdomen, then just translating, as it were, what I'm saying to fit what you're doing. And if at any point the practice becomes intense or unhelpfully challenging, and knowing you can always come back to this anchor point that you choose, if that feels helpful and wise. Or indeed you can stop the practice as well, if that feels appropriate. Just knowing that you're in charge here and always trusting yourself above and beyond any instruction that I might be offering. So just resting your attention at your anchor point, at your abdomen or another place. And just becoming interested in sensations here, the physical sensations of breathing, the feeling of the breath coming and leaving. Noticing the length of the breath, if it's short or long, smooth or jagged. Seeing how much of a gap there is between the in-breath and the out-breath. And noticing if already our mind may have wandered off onto something else. Usually our minds want something more interesting than this to get involved in. And if that's the case, just noticing that your mind has gone elsewhere and just using it as a great opportunity to kindly return your attention into another moment of mindfulness. And sometimes our mind will be quite settled and we'll be able to rest at our anchor point quite easily and for a sustained period. More often than not, we'll notice how distracted and busy our mind is, and how, before we know it, we've decided to put our mind at an anchor point, but actually our mind has other plans and is already preparing dinner or working its way through our to-do list, regretting something in the past or planning something in the future. Or perhaps just zoning out, not really thinking about anything, but also not really being present with the breath or the anchor point that we've chosen. And all of these things are really common and normal things to happen. We can also notice how we react to them, whether we react judgmentally or whether we're hard with ourselves. Just knowing that this is how it goes. There's no problem. This doesn't indicate any sense of failure on your part or on the part of the practice. Or it's simply how it is in this moment. And this is what we're doing with the mindfulness practice. We're noticing how it is in this moment. Noticing how our mind is, if it's busy or calm. Noticing how our breath is, short or long. Just present. just letting the breath breathe itself. You can also notice how we're not really needed here. The body will just do this without our involvement. Thank you very much. And therefore we can simply allow ourselves to hold a receptive, welcoming space. We don't need to fix or do or change anything, sort anything out, achieve anything in the way that quite often we feel that we do need to do in the rest of our lives. We can simply be with organic life as it unfolds, with the breath as it happens. Just this breath, and this breath, and this breath. And then if you choose to, starting to expand a little bit the focus of your attention so that having rested your attention at quite a narrow point, perhaps, such as the abdomen, just allowing yourself to broaden the awareness now through your upper body. So that as our attention broadens, we can notice the breath in different parts of the body. We can feel the breath through the chest and in the shoulders, in the neck. Perhaps feel the breath through the spine, maybe even in the head. And we can widen the attention further so that we bring our attention fully into the body as a whole. Sitting here, breathing. We can notice any areas of tension or tightness. Often we might find these in the shoulders or the jaw, or the buttocks. And if this is our experience, we can try just breathing into these areas. So imagining that our breath comes into our body and reaches these areas, and on the out-breath we just allow anything that we don't need to hold on to just to release. Just softening, releasing, opening throughout the body. Just present, sitting here, this body breathing. as the practice comes towards an end, just listening closely to your body. Sensitive, attuned. Listening to sensations.